It's a cloud, but if the only issur of Moshe Chalav is on a Darabon level, then it's only Osir Bachila, it's not Osir Bahanoah. We'll assume for the moment that Bishul was also, we didn't mention about Bishul, but we'll assume that the issur of Moshe Chalav on Darabon level, whatever it's only Moshe Chalav Darabon, it's an issur of Achila, not Hanoah, not Bishul. We're not going to talk about Bishul right now, but Ramon doesn't mention it. He says, certainly, Eino Asmina Torah, Sheino Asmina Torah, Mutu Bahano. It's Mutu Bahano. Taz points out, it's a cotton olive, that not everybody agrees to this. Rashal, Maharshal, Shomaluria, Parakalaposo, Simon Kuv, Cholekazia, Amashikosa Rama Mordechai. He disagrees with this principle and with what the Rambam and the Mordechai said. He doesn't say what exactly the Rambam and the Mordechai said, but he disagrees with it. Usrila Misora, Lahakma Mahano. Marshal says, I'll be sure it makes sense that even when the Moshe Chalav is also only at the Rabbanon level, let's say we talked previously about other types of cooking, about Machlokas, about Sliya, about Tigun, other types of cooking, maybe that's not the rice, maybe it's not called Bishul, we spoke about that last week, so let's assume, again, we saw it's a Machlokas HaPosuk, but let's assume that it's also it's only the Rabbanon. He said the principle of Nafkamin is, based on this Ramo, whether it be also Bahano as well or not. It's also Bachila, that's for sure, but maybe it's also that depends on this machlokas between the Ramo and the Maharshal. The Maharshal rejects what the Rambam and the Mordechai said, okay, and he holds you should be machmir b'hano. But the Taz concludes, "Ono ein lano ela divrei rishonim achronim." Taz basically says, "Yeah, but roll with the poskim, hold not that way. Roll with the Maharshal says what he says, but roll with the poskim, don't hold that way. Just look at the Yam Shel Shlomo inside. This is again the Perek Olavos, cool in Perek Ches." Simon Kuf, the very end of Simon Kuf, he says, Yesh li stape. I'm not sure. He says, Vosu b'chala, shalosu chacham pigom, shashoha b'tzone, yosu miyom echa, oyde melicha, what we called kavush, right? It soaks in cold vosu b'chala. You have meat and coal in milk, so it wasn't bishul, it's not derech bishul. Again, meat or rice, you need derech bishul also Torah. You know, soaked in this and absorbed from some flavor that's not derech bishul. Oh, the melicha was salted together again for the salting process, flavor transferred. So Yeshu is topic, he's not sure. Asur b'hano ein la. So he says, "B'hamater b'hano ein mochim b'yodo." Look, those who want to hold that it's muter b'hano, okay, he says you can't argue. Okay, and again, he's well aware of the fact that that's how many of the posts can hold. That's what I'm all right. Okay. Kol kama d'lo ashkichon raya l'isuras. We don't really have an explicit raya. That asks, says, Kain Kosav Mordechai or Rambam? And he acknowledges, as the Taz says, that's the Rambam and Mordechai. Okay? And he says, Kain Kosav Mordechai or Rambam, because we're headed to Shar Bano Bishul, Koshos and Shahid Ra'os and Shahid Ra'bon. The Rambam, he says so Beforish. We'll see the Rambam momentarily. However, the Rambam Shlomo says, Velo Nehira. I don't think it's right. And he says a very logical and simple thing. If you look carefully, the Lashon of the Taz, it's in Kotnalif, he said, Usrila Misvora. The Yam Shel Shlomo, the Maharshal, was Machmir Misvara. What's the Svara? So he says very simple. The Lo Motzino Shechalku Chachamim Divrayim. We don't find the Chachamim distinguished between when they appended or they added this to the Rabbana to something. They added it, said Kol the Tikkun Rabbana, Kain the Raisa Tikkun. Right? I mean, whatever is Osir Doraisa. So today, when they extended it to whatever the case is, Rabbana, the same rules apply. Except for Yain Nesach and so on. And he gives an exception to Sodom. Shari Sudavan ain't lechalik. When Mishum Hachi lo machalkinu, Mishum Chometz bein darai Sudavanan. He says, for example, on Pesach, if something is considered Chometz darabanan, whatever applies to something that's Chometz darai, applies to Chometz darabanan as well. If the Chacham extended it, they said this to be called Chometz, the same thing. Okay, and that's basically the point of the Maharshal. And it's again, as the Taz points out, it is a logical argument, and it makes a lot of sense. In other words, if the Torah says we have a din. That Moshe Chalav is Osir, Bachila, Bebishu, Bahando. However, the Torah says in order to qualify as Moshe Chalav Doraisa, you need certain things to be in place. It has to be Derek Bishul, and what exactly Bishul means, and so on and so forth. So it stands to reason that if the Rabbanan extended this Isser to other things, not only to Bishul, but let's say to Kavush, to Soaking, or to Melich, or whatever, Meluch, you know, so then whatever applies to Moshe Chalav, the Hainu, Isra Achila, Isra Bishul, and Isra Ono should apply Bidrabanan to those things that are called Drabanan. And that's a logical position, and that is the position of the Maharshal. Okay? Nonetheless, the Taz concludes, we look at the Shach, okay, we saw the Shach over here, it's in cotton base. The Shach adds on, it's, you know, he mentions the Mordechai, he mentions the Rambam, and he quotes the Marashal also, but he mentions that it's not just the Rambam and the Mordechai, but he mentions that it's quite a number of others as well. Okay, he mentions the Ra'o and the Agos Ashri and others. So he says it's a pretty, you know, even though the Marshal himself mentioned only the Rambam and the Mordechai, and that's what Taz quoted. But the Shach flows in that it's not just it's not just them; it's others as well. He mentioned the Das Rambam and Mordechai. We said it's Agos Ashri. Okay, anyway. So that mentions another post all that way. So that's the sheet of the shop. What taka though is the answer to the question of the marshal that what's the mocker? Svara by itself, marshal's right. If the chacham extended the iser of bas v'chol to this particular food item, then whatever applies to bas v'chol of the iso will apply to this food item to rabban, including iser hano. Why? You know, why should it not be like that again? So we saw the Shach and Taz both say that Rov and the Mishonim, they talk about Achonim, they're not talking about, we're talking about Achonim, you know, this was their time, we're considered recent. So it should be the same exact thing. So, first of all, let's take a look. The Rambam, the relevant Rambam, is in Perek Tes, Mavilchas Machalos Asuras, Halacha Dalet. Okay, the Rambam is very clear on this point. The Rambam says, he's talking here about Psar Chayav Oof, which means we'll get back to it very shortly. But he says, Bsar Chayva Oaf, which is only considered Bosser with the Rabban. Chayim Bsar Chayva Oaf, Bein Bechol of Chay, Bein Bechol of Behema, Eino Osser Bachilim and HaTorah. Okay? Bsar Chayva Oaf. Okay? Animal, we translate Chay now, is a non-domesticated animal. It's not in the category of Gedi, that's the next thing we see, that's the base. Okay? It's not in the category of Gedi, fine, but it's definitely Osser with the Rabban. Meat from a Chay is Osser with the Rabban. Meat from a bird, poultry, a fowl is also with the Rabban. And whether it's in the milk of a chayah, milk of a hemet, eino osav achila min haTorah. And the Rambam writes, lefichah, therefore, mutter levashlo umutter behanah. The osav achila give me sofer. Isra achila of those things drabanan. And the Rambam has a lashon because we have to be dyke in the words. He says, eino osav achila min haTorah, lefichah, therefore, mutter levashlo umutter behanah. So the Rambam is clear that there's an isra hanah. And an Isser, I'm sorry, that the Isser Hanoah, the Isser Bishul don't apply. Why? Because it's not Osser Bachilim in the Raisa. That's what Rambam says, a given. Right? And that the key word in that flow, so to speak, is Leficha. It's therefore, the Rambam says clearly, it's Mutter Bahanoah. Okay, that's the sheet of the Rambam. And that's how the Rambam is assuming as well. Where's the Mordechai again? The Marshal disagrees. Okay, but the Marshal acknowledges that is the sheet of the Rambam. So he just showed you where the Rambam says it. Now, where is the Mordechai? So the Mordechai is in Avodah Zarah. So let's take a look a little bit at the sugya in Avodah Zarah. It's a Mishnah we made reference to. We have it on the source page, the source 6. The Mishnah is Avodah Zarah, Daf Chof Tes on the base. The Mishnah there says, it's a long Mishnah, it's just the middle of the Mishnah. It says, Hamurias, or is it some kind of fish, you know, fish stuff, fish liquid or something, not for us now. Ugvinas base unaki. Rashi 7. Rashi says, Hamurias is Shem. Shemen shodak, kind of fish oil, fine, not our issue. And gvinas base unaiki, okay? Gvinas base unaiki shal ovde kochoven, okay? Gvina cheese, which was manufactured by non-Jews, okay, says Rashi, gvinas base unaiki shem hakfar. That came from that particular village called base unaiki, okay? Says the Mishnah, asurin, the isurag isurhanah. These items we're talking about now, gvinas beis unaiki, this cheese made by a goy, is osur, and it's osur behana as well. It's osur to eat, and it's osur behana diver bein. Chachamim ein isur and isur hana. No, there is no isur hana. It's only osur b'achil. The type of gvina, the type of cheese, gvinas beis unaiki, is only in the, it's only osur b'achil, but not osur behana, and the Meir holds osur behana as well. Continues the Mishnah, Am Yehuda, shor b'shmolas b'shul k'shom alchem adera. One time, Mishmol and Yeshua were traveling. I guess Yehuda was with them. Right, to Sichas Chulin Shulchan Aruch, and talking and learning along the way. Okay, Amar lo mipnei ma osu gvinas ovdei kochavim. The general question: why? What's the problem with cheese manufactured by a goat? We call it gvinas akum. right, to this day. What is the problem altogether with Gvinas Akum? Well, what's also about it? So, Amarlo, Neshama Midin Osa Bekeva Shal Nevela. Okay? Neshama Midin Osa Bekeva Shal Nevela. The cheese is made by being placed or put together with Keva Shal Nevela. Okay, now Keva Shal Nevela here, the literal definition of the word Keva is stomach. But here, the reference is not to the stomach per se, but to what we call the rennet, okay, which is an enzyme which is naturally found in the stomach, the lining of the stomach of an animal. Okay, we're afraid that what happened? That the goy, it happens to be that rennet, again, this is a natural enzyme that's found in the lining of the animal's stomach, and which, when put together with milk, will act on that milk to curdle it. Really, it is itself milk that's kind of congealed. Okay, that's what the rennet is, and the enzymes cause the milk you put it with to curdle and to become cheese. To this day, that's how you make cheese. Okay, so you put rennet in it. So again, rennet is the enzyme found in the natural stomach lining of the animal, and it churns the cheese, basically. That's what keva means here. We're afraid that the goy, when making cheese, may mix the milk with the rennet of a nevela. That's what it says. Mamid, mamido, so bekeva shel nevela. Keva shel nevela. That's who's going to make the cheese. Okay? That's what Rabbi Yeshua answered Yishmael. That's the problem. We're afraid that the goy is going to use the rennet to make the cheese. He'll use rennet from the milk, so to speak, from the congealed milk, the rennet of the non-kosher animal, the nevela. Good. Okay. Now, as a side point, Rashi, source number 7, Rashi didn't ask me name us there in Avodah Zarah, Chavtesan Beis. Rashi is the Rabbanon Kabbalah, the Asu LaBachil LaBahano. The whole question is, it's bothering, you know, it's a strange thing. Why is it only Asu LaBachil and not Behano? That's what Rashi said. It's only a Kasha according to Rabbanon. Okay, Rashi explains that this question only according to Rabbanon, who said that it's Asu LaBachil and not Behano. Okay, now we're not learning Avodah Zarah, but just, you know, what Rashi is getting at is that according to Reb Meir, this Gvinas Beis Unaiki is also Bahana, but other types of Gvina are Mutter Bahana. The Chachamim say that even the Gvinas Beis Unaiki is Mutter Bahana. So according to Rashi, the question here is only to the point of Chachamim, but the Rashash points out on that Rashi, Yomasim Neima, he says, L'chora gam Reb Meir mitzvah time of the Gvinas Deshar Mekomos. Kasha is according to Meir as well, because Meir only argued about this Gvinas Beis Unaiki, a special type of cheese, but Meir acknowledged that in general the special din by Gvinas Beis Unaiki, but in general he disagreed to the Kasha according to everybody. Okay, fine. Now it's clear from a statement of Rashi a little bit later that I printed in source 9, Rashi Lamed Heim and Beis and Avodah Zarah, the first Rashi, the Masel Kan. Okay, the Masel Kan. Again, it's in the sugya there, but what's the issue? Because basically what the question that's being addressed is, so what if I make the cheese by putting rennet from a non-kosher animal? So what? What's the issue exactly? That's the Gemara and the dry that later. What's the issue? Okay, so I use this enzyme from the rennet. I have kosher milk from a kosher cow. Okay, and I have the milk, and I'm making it into cheese. So I mix it with, I'm a goy, so I mix it with the rennet from a non-kosher. So what? What's the issue exactly? Right, that's what Gemara wants to know. Rashi explains on Lamed Hamad Beis there in Avodah Zarah. Rashi says that the key words at the end, he says, referring to, see, because later on, and later in the Mishnah, he changes mind, so the Gemara says this is going before he changes mind. Again, the details of the Mishnah are not so relevant to us, but the key point from Rashi is that according to Bishmael, they shall meet, look at the last part of Rashi, maybe shall meet, also we came about the summer lav pirshur. Okay? The assumption is that this rennet, this keva, which is what we're calling keva, this keva is not, pirshur means like waste, garbage, not really part of the animal. And the chiddush is that no. Okay, when you have the keva, the nevela, that's considered part of the animal. Okay, in other words, the congealed milk, the rennet, is considered part of the animal. It's dino kinevela. And so therefore, it turns out that this is a case of mamid, right? You're mamid, you're creating the final product, the cheese, through something else. And that's the din of mamid. Right? You're mamid something which is that. Not again. This gemara is one of the cards for that concept. Okay, so that's the issue. You're mamid. That's what Rashi explains, and really it emerges in the gemara. But Rashi says you're mamid this milk in congealed rennet, so to speak, this type of rennet, and that's the issue. Okay, that's the issue. So that's the problem, and that's why Gvinas Akum is usur, because we're afraid the goy is going to make the cheese by mixing your kosher, his kosher, perfectly kosher milk with rennet from a non-kosher animal, and that's called mamid, and that's usur. Okay, now so far this has nothing to do with anything we're talking about here. We're talking about basar chalav. This would have nothing to do with us. There's no basar chalav here. Okay, however, the Gemara later, again, that was Rashi on Lamed Hayman Beit. I just want to point out the Rashi, but on Amud Aleph, Abu Dazar Lamed Hayman Aleph, the Gemara has another explanation for the Isser of Gvinas Akum, a little bit different, one word different, but it's a big difference. Ushmuel Omar, you see that in 10, Mimisha Mabinim also Beor Kavas Nevelim. Okay? The Mishnah had the Lashon. Look back in 6, that was Yeshua's answer to Bishmael. They should mamid also be keva shalabed. Again, we're defining keva as, even though keva means stomach, means the content of the stomach, right? That's how I put it. In other words, the keva, which literally means the stomach, I think the technical term is called a maw, M-A-W. Okay, I looked it up in art school, calls it a maw. Well, we'll call it a stomach. But the point is that it's the content of the stomach, so that's the rennet that we're talking about. But Shmuel says the issue is not that. The issue is that you're mamided or kevas nevela. That you put the milk basically in the skin, the or, which is part of the meat of the nevela, and there, because if the milk is sitting, in this stomach, so to speak, in this pouch, or whatever you want to call it, so now the milk will interact. Your milk, the kosher milk, will interact with the rennet that's in the lining of the stomach, and that's how the cheese will be made. But the key is, as opposed to the Mishnah's case, where it's just kevas nevela, you took the rennet, you put it in a bowl or wherever you put it, and it acted on it there. Here you vomit it in the or kevas nevela. That's what Shmuel says. Yep. So Shmuel Omar again, shemamidim also or kevas nevela. That's Shmuel Lamed Hayam and Aleph in Avodah Zarah. Now, and Rashi says. The implication is that according to Shmuel, if it wasn't with the ore, it wasn't with the actual meat of the stomach, but rather just the keva by itself, meaning you just took the rennet separately, then Shmuel would say it's mutter. What should be this? Sir? Okay, that's what emerged in that gemara. Okay, Rashi says next source 11. Rashi, and that's again about Zohar Lamed Hayman Aleph. Rashi says the ore keva is available. The ore lav pirshu also certainly the ore. The ore is the skin, that's the meat. The meat is certainly part of the animal. That's not waste, that's not garbage, right? The meat is certainly not pirsha. Okay, the meat, the ore, is part of the goof of the behemoth mamish. And therefore, we're afraid that what's going to happen? Forget about the rennet, okay, because Shmuel seems to hold that the rennet by itself is not a problem. Again, that was the words of Shmuel. Again, how he stems with the mission is not our issue now. But Shmuel says, Hakeva gufa sharia. If it's just a matter of the rennet, that wouldn't be a problem. Okay, why not? The mamid, so again, that's not our topic. But the rennet alone wouldn't have been a problem. What is the problem according to Shmuel? The ore came us the mail, the interaction with the meat. Okay, with the ore, the skin, the meat. That's the problem. And that's certainly part of the behemoth. And what we're afraid is that the meat of the animal will, the flavor of the meat will interact with the milk as well. The rennet by itself interacting with the milk is not a problem. But when you're mamid, not with the keva, with the ora keva, not with the content of the stomach, but the stomach itself, the lining itself, including the ore, including the meat itself, so now we're afraid there's a transference of flavor, you know, by sitting there, and some of the flavor of the nevela, of the meat of the animal, will go into the milk, into the cheese, and then you have a problem. Okay, now. If that's the case, though, this is the issue. So 1 second. So if we're dealing now, according to Shmuel, with a bus of a cholov issue, right? We're dealing with a bus of a cholov issue. According to the first way, we learned nothing to do with bus of a cholov, right? You took this congealed milk, you know, on its own, this rennet, and mixed it with the milk. Okay, it's a problem of mamet. It's not a problem of mamet. The Mishnah says one way. Shmuel says a different way again. We can figure that out. But it's nothing to do with bus of a cholov. But now that Shmuel has introduced the or kavas nevela, right? So now suddenly you're dealing with a bus of a cholov problem because the concern is the meat. Okay, so the flavor of the meat of the nevela. Now, we're going to talk about Issa Chal Issa, not right now, but let's assume that that's not an issue. Okay, so we're afraid that the meat is now going to have an impact on the flavor of the cheese. So suddenly that's a possible cholov instance. And therefore the question is, getting back to the Mishnah, so how come it's only a problem of chila, it's not a problem of hanoah? Right? Because again, the Chachamim said in that Mishnah that it's also b'achila, the Kvina Zakum is also b'achila, but it's not also b'hanoah. Right? And even Rav Meir, who talked about this special Gvinas Besu Nike, who says it is Mutar B'hanoah, that's what Rav Shash pointed out, but other types of Gvina, it's also Mutar B'hanoah. But why? If we're dealing with Basa B'cholov, so now it should be Basa B'hanoah as well. So comes the Mordechai, here's where the Mordechai is, and so it's told, the Mordechai, that's Sugin of Azarf. It's on his Tuf Chav Ches, page Mem Aleph Abayz, the page of the rib, okay, says the Mordechai, oh, he says, Amar Shmuel of Nation, I'm in the Kaiba, okay, which we should say, or a Kaiba, he means here the Kaiba, confusing, he means the Kaiba proper, you know, the meat itself, okay, and he writes the two lines at the bottom, Umikan Yesh Lohochiah, Bimneser Basa Becholav, Ayde Melicha, Ayde Kavash, the Dafka Bachila, Asur Velobahano, says the Mordechai, you see, Mefurish, from this Gemara, that since the concern was on this Achila, and according to Shmuel, we're talking about a case where what? The cheese was made for Or Kavis Nevela. Now that's only Derabbanan. It's not Derech Bishul. It's Kavish. The milk is sitting in this stomach or whatever. So it's Kavish, right? So it's only also Derabbanan. And what does the Mishnah say, according to Derabbanan, and even according to Meir, except for Gvinas Beis Raiki? It's Mutar B'hanoah. So says the Mordechai, no, there's our marker. Good, the Maharshal had a Taina, it's called the Tikkun. Okay, but for whatever reason, that doesn't apply here. We have a Mefurish Raya. Not that way. Right, the Marshal's point was, you know, the talk went on Raya's either way. So it says in Svara, Marshal says anything which is Aser Basel Chalav Drabbanan, anything which is classified as Basel Chalav Drabbanan should be Aser even Bachila and Bahanoah as well on a Drabbanan level. Why no Iser Bahanoah? And that's what Marshal says. He disagrees with Drabbanan. I mean, of course, Drabbanan disagrees with Drabbanan. Says the Mordechai, again, not Mordechai before the Marshal. Says the Mordechai, 1 second. You see from this sugyan of Avodah Zarah that it's not true. You see from the sugyan of Avodah Zarah when Basa B'chol is Drabbanan, there's only an Isser Hanah. There's only an Isser Achila, not an Isser Hanah. And that's his lashon. Again, look at 12, the Mordechai. Umikan yesh lochia, dimneser Basa B'chol, aydem levaydei kavosh, didafka b'achila, asa b'lo b'hanah. He says, v'yesh dochen. Okay, some people disagree. Hilcha chamate b'hanah, ein moch miyodah, kol kam lo ashkam ra'il Isser. Fine. That's what the he quoted. But again, says the Mordechai, that's exactly the point. If the boss of a cholov is only usher, again, the Gvina and the Or Kavis Behegia question.
Is that including Bishul?
So again, it doesn't say from the Mordechai. The Rambam mentioned Bishul Mefurish. Okay, we may get to talk about it, may not, I don't know. It's not today, I don't know. But that's a machlokes of Bishul. Okay, the Mordechai does not talk about Bishul. Okay, because the Sugya doesn't mention. The Sugya there only talk about the Mishnah, and the Rezor HaKavtes only talk about Achal Hanoh. So I don't know if it necessarily extrapolated from the Mordechai, they would agree with the Rambam all the way. Probably he would. I mean, there's no reason to distinguish. But again, I'll bring a raya from that sugi. I don't have a raya about Bishul. Okay, you with me? Okay. Anyway, so that's what the Mordechai says, and that's the Mordechai that the Marshal is referring to. Okay, which seems to say that again, because remember, Mavid Green of Orkevus Behema Orkevus is a case of Kavush, but it's only Osir Bachila. Okay, and again, he says some people are makel about it, but some people argue, but that seems to be certainly his preference. So according to the Mordechai, okay, once we've introduced the Isser of Basa B'Cholov into the mix, okay, in that Sugan of Avodah Zarah, and it's only Basa, again, clearly it's only Basa B'Cholov Drabbanan, it's Kvisha, it's not, there's no cooking, it wasn't Derech Bishul. Okay, so if we were to say that Basa B'Cholov Drabbanan is Taka Asur B'Hanoah, so then we don't understand how come in this Mishnah they don't bring up the issue of Basa B'Cholov, there should be Gvina, should be Asur B'Hanoah, because of Basa B'Cholov. Why does the Rabbanan and Reb Meir, other than the Gvina Beis Unaki, say that it's Mutar B'Hanoah? It should be Asur B'Hanoah, or it's Basa B'Cholov. Okay, so apparently Basa B'Cholov Drabbanan is Mutar B'Hanoah. So this, if you saw it, was the Kiva Eger quotes here at the beginning. The Kiveger here is in our sugya, the Kiddush Kiveger. Just a moment. It's on the cotton base. Begins with the word v'chein kosav Mordechai. The second Kiveger. Okay. I ain't shom shehei mirai mehod aminu. They never have it. They have a computer. Have a look inside. You see inside.
Kedusha Kiv Eger here. Okay, right. So Chaim Katz of Mordechai Perkei Mamidon Ha'isham. Okay, Shevi Raya Mehod Aminut Neima Abu Gvinas Abu Chav Mitnei She Mamidon Osa Beor Kevis Nevela Amai En Osa Gam Kevin Abu Shabos Kod El Akkof Of Kevin Abu Back There Kavisha Du Rabbanan En Osa Manon. Okay, that's what we said. Kiv Eger is Mekatz, we saw the whole thing. Now, with Koshali, okay, Hove Emes Kosha Lamai Nokar Atam De Mamidon Beor Kevis Nevela says the Kiva Ego, hold everything. If your concern is Basa B'cholov, so why would the Gemara there say, Shmuel say, the concern is Dafka that you will mamid the cheese, the Or Kavis Nevela? It's got nothing to do with Nevela. It's the same thing if it's Or Kavis Ksheira, Shchuta. Okay, perfectly kosher, Shechter animal, the same thing. If the bus of a chalav concern, the nevela piece makes no. Shulchan just said, "Mamid bor kemas behema." Doesn't matter, but it's the nevela, but it doesn't make a difference. If the whole issue is bus of a chalav, we're afraid is that by soaking in this stomach in this or kemah, which included the meat from the animal, not just took the rennet, but just including the meat from the animal, it soaked for it came covered 24 hours, whatever. Okay, and now it takes on bus of a chalav as a concern for the transference of flavor from the meat into the cheese that you're making. So then it should be the same thing by or Kavis Ksheira. Why? If Kivag is bothered, why does the Gemara seem to, or Kavis Nevela? Shouldn't have said that or Kavis Behema would have been sufficient. Why does or Kavis Ksheira also? And he points out, Abichain Hitchatosis, which we'll see in a second, the Tirtu, Kavan, the Haber, Rak, Bos, Vachol, Drabonon, Lo Chayshina, Lusfeka. He says, you know why? Because Nevela sort of ups the ante. It means that you're dealing with something where there's an Issa Doraisa in the picture. Okay, Nevela. We'll have to see it inside. He says, but when you're dealing with Bas V'chol, it's all the Rabbanon, what's the concern here? The concern here is what? That maybe the Goy, right, the whole thing is Gvinas Akum. Maybe the Akum, maybe the Goy, maybe. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. It's a sub, we don't know what he did. You're not allowed to eat cheese manufactured by a Goy. Right? Maybe. Right? We're Choshish, maybe. He said, well, the whole chashash to begin with is only, he says, harakbat lo chashir l'sveikah. Okay? And he says, v'chein lo ha-shatitz or v'gash, v'arabam and so on, v'emes, gesh me'astam, samach b'chol really is probably shishim and so on, and the isser is only isser of mamid. Let's see those. Again, we keep able to explain it, and it's clear, but it points us to the right places. So let's take a look. Okay? You look in the Tosas and Avodah Zarah, 14, Tosas and Avodah Zarah there. Okay? I'm not flaminating. Tosan of Odozora asked this question. Okay? Neymashim, Amidim Oso Beor Kavis Nevela. We'll see it in the source sheet 14. That's the Tosan of Odozora. Tosas asked, what's the concern? Because you'll mix it, you'll make it in Or Kavis Nevela. In Tomar, my Iri Nevela, Philo Shkutanami, assume Shabos Becholo, you know, Kivagan says, that's the question. Why does it say Dafka Nevela? We get anything? Shlomar, the Dafka Naka Nevela, the Oz Ika Boisu Doraisa. Al Gishkuta Mishum Basa B'chol Lekli Sur Deraisa. The tzonein. Okay, everything's cold here. There's no derech bishul. No flavors transferred through heat. The Afagad Ukmika Kamokim Eno Asa Udarbana. Even though it's Mabit, it's only this Udarbana. That's what Tosas says. And Tosas basically is saying, you know, like Rabbi Kivager quotes it, he said the reason why it says Or Kavis Nevela, even though it's also to an Or Kavis Shkuta, is because Or Kavis Nevela, there's an Issa Deraisa, the flavor of the meat that's coming in. Is Nevela flavor, that's it's an Issa Deraisa. Nevela is an Issa Deraisa. Okay? However, with an Or Kavis Ksheira, Or Kavis Shkuta, there's no Issa Deraisa, because not there, Bishul, it's only Tzonim and Tzonim, and therefore you're dealing at best with an Issa Derabanan, and since the whole thing is a Suffolk anyway, we don't know what the guy did. Like, we know for sure that he mixed it together, so therefore, they said that for Or Kavis Nevela. That's the answer Tosas gives. Yeah? Okay, got it? That's Tosas and Avodazar. So take a look here in Chulin. In our Masechta, okay, Kuf Tes Zayin and Aleph. Take a look at the Chulin, the Mishnah, very bottom of the page. Kevos Oved Kochav Mishon Nevela Harei Zeh Asura. Okay, the Keva itself. Okay, you know, for Nevela it says Harei Zeh Asura. Hamamid, this was important for us. Hamamid Beor Shel Keva. Hamamid Beor Shel Keva Ksheira in Yesh Benosin Tam Arizo Surah. Okay, if you're talking about something which is mamid, The or came as kshera. So now the question is whether it's no same tam or not. All right. Rashi explains. First of all, it's important so you can see that Rashi kuftezan and olive, just so you know that I didn't make it up what I said before. Okay. When it says keva here, it's not talking the stomach per se. Look at that Rashi if you have it in front of you or on the following page. But take a look at that Rashi. What does keva mean here? Zehu cholav karush shabitoch hakeva. So I told you before, right? That's the congealed milk in the keva. It means the what's in the stomach, not the stomach per se. So, you know, I didn't fabricate that. Okay, anyway, so that's what I hope you didn't suspect anyway. I showed you the Rashi. Right, so it says, Zehu cholav karush shabitoch hakeva. Vishem the veila. Gemara parah, we'll get into side problem. Now, hamamid cholav be'or hakeva, the hubasar be'or hakeva, right? If you're mamid, milk, Rashi says, to make cheese. Hamamid cholav be'or hakeva, that's the next part of the Mishnah, which is basar. So now it depends. In yesh, top of the next page, Rashi says, in yesh, but litain tam the cholav, aris asura. Again, there's a long Rashi which follows, which we're not going to go to. We saw this once before. Okay, in any event, so that's the sugi in chulin kuftez Mishnah. Kuftez Zayin, I'm going to go over to Kuftez Zayin, same thing. And Tosus there as well. Tosus there as well. The very bottom of Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. Tosus has Hamam Ror Kev Shal Kevim Yesh Bo Adzom Tema. The Begora for his time with also Gnus Aleph the combination with also Or Kevus Nevela Mayu Yin Nevela Filuk Sheranami same Kasha is yes and what is our Yesh Lomar the Bishum Basar Becholab Lo Hayu Asurin Misafek Bishum Deleka Lesu Darbonan. There are Bishul also Torah. It's a little more clear I think here. But the same text. It's a Tosus in both places. Tosus both in Chulin and Avodah Zarah gives the same teretz that they wanted to bring up. The reason the Gemara there stressed that the issue with Gmilas Akum is Mamid Ba'or Kavis Nevela and not Ksheira is because with Nevela you have an Issudar Isa in the mix, there's no Issudar Isa here, only an Issudar Bon. Good. Now, by the way, it's just Ed that it comes out. Okay, because it comes out based on Tosus that since there's not even Issa Darbonon here, which is not an Issa, it's not even Basra Chal Darbonon here, because when it's the Tosus says we're not Choshish for the Suffolk, so it wouldn't even be Issa Darbonon. It wouldn't be the Pshat that they select. I think what Tosus is saying that not that they selected Or Kavis Nevela because it's an Issa Daraisa, where Or Kavis Ksheira would only be a problem Darbonon. Or Kavis Ksheira really. Wouldn't necessarily be a problem at all because it's only drabbonim. We're not choshesh for the shema. Maybe so I think. Disagree. Think about it. It seems to me that what Tos is saying is that even it wouldn't be this drabbonim at all. We know about even on drabbonim level, okay? Because we're not choshesh for the suffix that maybe the guy put it in. There's no suffix at all. Okay, but anyway, that's just some department. Now, the Kiva Eger also pointed out, and you saw it inside, he also mentioned, aside from mentioning his poses, again, the Kiva Eger quotes it brief, but he says it. Again, the Kiva Eger says it. He says, Tosus, yes, the Kashi, the Chen Hitchler, the Kashi, the Kitsu, came with the Havi Rak Bosma, the Kashi, the Kashi, the Seker, the Chen Lamash, the Kitsu, the Rimagash. It also refers to the Rimagash. What Rimagash? Where Rimagash? So I have that also in the sources. That's quoted by the Ran here in Chulin. Membeis and beis in the page of the Rif. Okay, membeis and beis in the page of the Rif. Find it hopefully. It's part of a longer. Let's say the good I'm asking is we are our shmuel hafi on the beis and beis. Parts of we are our shmuel hafi. Towards the very bottom. Yeah, if you want to look it up later, you have to print out seven lines from the bottom of the page in the Rif. Membeis, Membeis, cool. The Hiksha Harav Rabbi Yosef, the Hosef Halevi. That's the Rabbi Yosef Ibn Magash. We mentioned in the past, he was the Rebbe of the father of the Rambam. Okay, so the Ram quotes Hiksha Rabbi Yosef Halevi. Rabbi Magash is. Amai it's to Shmuel Amei Bar Kevus Nevela. I feel Ark Shera Nami Teos Titzar same Kasha as Tosus says. Okay, Mishum Bas Mecholov. Okay, then he has a second Kasha. Okay, but basically he has the same question, and he answers the Magash is a different answer. Okay, the Magash, the quote over here, we gotta say is because the Isser is not really an Isser of Basar B'Chalav. Okay? Because Basar B'Chalav, again, is only a problem. This, and again, it fits in with the Cholim that we've learned. Okay? Basar B'Chalav is only a problem when there is a flavor of the meat mixed in with the cheese, with the milk. Okay? Here, whereas in the Nevela, the case of the Nevela, it's gonna, the Chumrah of Dabar HaMamid, the Dabar HaMamid asks the kosher, right? The Chumrah of Dabar HaMamid is that even nothing to do with transference of flavor, right? Is that the Dabar HaAsr, the nature, the Chumrah of Mamid, I'm not really sure what the Mamid, but probably a good way to translate Mamid is the catalyst, okay? The Mamid is the catalyst to create the cheese, right? The rennet is the catalyst that creates the cheese. So the Chumrah of Mamid is even a minute amount. That's the Chumrah of Dabar HaMamid, I feel better for a bottle, and it's also in a sense, and even in Mashi. That's the Chumrah of Dabar HaMamid. Okay, and therefore Bittul doesn't work. But what's the idea? The idea is that when you have something which is a catalyst, so the Dabar HaAsr immediately, even a small amount, impacts the what's being acted upon. Right? The catalyst is the actor, and the other thing is the actee, right? Was being acted on, right? So in other words, that's the chumrah of mamid. That which is the catalyst, it acts on, and it transfers whatever the isser is. Like I say, nevela, it assers the what it's acting upon. Even the minute amount, there's no bittul. But says the Midrash, if we're talking about basar b'chalav, we're talking about basar b'chalav. It's totally different because the basar b'chalav is only a matter of flavor. Even if it's a Dabar HaMamid, so what? There's still, you never created Basar B'Chalav, right? Even though it's a catalyst, but there's no Basar B'Chalav. It's transferring what? There's no Isser, right? There's no Isser that it transfers to the second item. The catalyst item is not transferring anything to the other item. When it's a Nevela, the other Usser, so that Isser, that Chafzah Shel Isser, by being a Dabar HaMamid, transfers its Isser to the item being acted upon, to the cheese, right? The Sar Nevela, right? The Or Nevela, the Sar Nevela spreads, so to speak, to the item being acted on, even a minute amount. That's the Ramad, it's not bottle finished. But that's not going to work, says the Rimagash by Basar B'Chalav. I think his Lashon is, let's find the words. Avishum Basar B'Chalav, 4 lines in the bottom. Leka Lameimar, Hachi, the Chol Amos, the Loyahiv Taima, Lav Basar B'Chalav. And here's the key. Ela hai ba'ape koi, ba'hai ba'ape koi. Remember, we've said this so many times, right? Basar by itself is mutter, the chalav by itself is mutter. So what mamid, what dabar ha'asr is acting on the cheese here? The meat's not asr. It's only asr once what? Once it becomes a mixture of basar b'chalav. Then it becomes. But that's only true if what? If it's this time. So says the Rimagash, that's why we talk about, because the sugya here says the Rimagash about dabar ha'mamid. Dabar ha'mamid is not really applicable, he says, in effect, to basar b'chalav. Because there's no isser to act upon the cheese, right? The kosher meat, that's kosher meat. So that's not also by itself. So it's also because it's mamid the cheese. So what? Where's the isser that's being spread? Where's the chumrah of Dabar HaMamid? Everyone get it? That's what the Midrash basically says. Okay. In other words, my basar b'chalav, even if it is a mamid, there's no isser b'mashu, right? Because no one has seen his time. So basar b'chalav was never created again. We learned these kolam already, so now you see it in action, right? It's only basar b'chalav when it's created as a chetz of basar b'chalav, right? But that's not the case here. Hai ba'ape, that's his lashon. Hai ba'ape koi, the hai ba'ape koi. Okay, the whole din of mamid is a catalyst, is that the iser quality of the mamid goes into the dover ha shahu amad, whatever the exact name is, shahamid. Okay, the kevah goes into the cheese, so to speak. But that's not the case with basar b'chalav. Okay. So, therefore, if there's no Nesinas Tam, in effect, there is no Isser to transfer. Right? The whole idea of Mamid is the catalyst transfers the Isser, even in a minute amount. Here, there's no Isser to transfer altogether. So, therefore, it's never going to become Bas V'Chol. And therefore, there's no problem with Mamid, and it'll never become Bas V'Chol. And that's why there's not even Bas V'Chol Darbonim. But I said before, Tosafot to the Svar, I think for sure, is the Nimagash, like that's not even Bas V'Chol Darbonim. It's nothing. I said that before as a there are Epsher and Tosas. I think in the Gosh, it's the shul like that. It never became Bas Chol at all. Right? There's not even a Drabanan level. By the way, just as a side point, if you look in the Rambam, if you look in the Rambam, Eric Gimel, of Hilchos Macholos Asuras. Again, as a side point, just it clarifies, I think, what we're trying to say, the Rambam writes, Gvina, Perik Gimel, Hilchos Macholos Asuras, I love you, Dalit. Gvina, Shemamidin Osa Hagoyim, the various different things, okay, talking about the different aspects of Gvina Sakum. So he says, it's also, Shekvar Gozru Al Kol Gvina Sakum, Bain Shemidua Bedover Osir, Bain Shemidua Bedover Mutter, Zera Mishum Shemidua Bedover Ha'osir. Okay, his key word, I don't remember the diet, the key word here is Mishum Shemidua Bedover Ha'osir. The whole Chumrah of Bedover Hamamid, according to this simple reading of the Rambam, Parag Gimel, Alachidal, is Shemidua Bedover Ha'osir. You're creating this cheese with a Dover Ha'osir. But by Bas V'Cholov, you're not being mamed in a Dover Osir. You know what I'm saying? According to this Rambam, I think it brings home that point. By Bas V'Cholov, the cheese is not being, you're not being mamed the cheese in a Dover Osir. You're putting it in kosher meat. That's not a Dover Osir. It's perfectly kosher, not kosher meat. Right? So that's what comes out. Okay, anyway. Now, the problem is, Kiveger asks, against both Tosis and the Rimagash, okay, that, or actually in accordance with, not on the Tosis and the Rimagash, but according to the Tosis and the Rimagash, that in effect, it turns out that the Gemara there in Avodah Zarah is not really taught by Bas V'Cholov at all. Right? It's not really taught by Bas V'Cholov at all. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah comes out that it's an issue of Dabar HaMamed, or it's only an issue of Rabbanim, and so on and so forth. It's not really a Bas V'Cholov at all, right? It comes out according to both Tosas and the Rimagash for different reasons. Tosas says not Bas V'Cholov, and we suggest even Rabbanim because it's a suffix and so on and so forth. And the Rimagash says it's not because it's the whole sugya is a mamid, the mamid doesn't apply. So it says to the Kiva Eger, one second. So if you learn like Tosas and the Rimagash, again for different reasons, but the same conclusion, that the sugya really doesn't have bearing on Bas V'Cholov. That's why I had to say that it was a bamid. Or kevus nevela dafka, and not or kevus shkuta, because it wouldn't apply to or kevus shkuta or kevus kshera. Right? Am I with you? It would only apply to or kevus nevela. So it says in the Kiva Eger. So how in the world can the Mordechai be medayik in that sugya? We see from there when it's only Bas V'Cholov drabbanan. We see from there there's no isadol. Right? That was the Mordechai's deal. The Mordechai came from that Gemara. And Avodah Zarah and said, you see from there, since it's clear from the Mishnah is Isra Achila only, not Isra Adah, must be because Bas V'Cholov only drop on it, because it's sitting, it's kavush, it's not the Bishul, and therefore there's no Isra Adah. So you see from there in general the rule that Bas V'Cholov is not also Bahanah, Bas V'Cholov drop on it, it's not also Bahanah. It says in Kiva Eger, one second, so let's see this on the side. He says, again, he quotes the Rigash, it's Rak Mamid, I name Mamid, Lassa Bas V'Cholov. Okay, it's got a problem because we just said a certain according to Rimagash, we say it's not a din in Bas V'Cholov. It never became Bas V'Cholov. So how can the Mordechai extrapolate anything about Bas V'Cholov from a Gemara? It's not even talking about Bas V'Cholov, the way the Rimagash learns it, even the way the Tosas learns it. That's the kasha that Kiva Eger asks. Okay? And he said, it came in the Mordechai lo svir le lahanach tiwutzim. Okay? And you're going to tell me that the Mordechai, he doesn't hold like Tosus and the way Tosus or the Rimagash learns it. You could answer, but the Mordechai is a bar hachi, a bar klupti, you can argue with Tosus and Rimagash, right? And Kiva Eger says, but the Leis Berry, you have to say that the Mordechai doesn't accept the tiwutzim of Tosus, doesn't accept the read of the sugya of either Tosus or the Rimagash. Because again, I stress, according to both Tosos and the Rimagash, it comes out that not, that sukkah really would have no bearing on Bas V'Cholov. It's a question of how can the Mordechai, evidently, it's a fact that the Mordechai held that sukkah does have a bearing on Bas V'Cholov, hence his diuk, that if it's Bas V'Cholov drabbanan, there's no Isra Hanor, right? So you could say that to the Kiveger. The only problem is, what about the kasha that motivated both Tosos and the Rimagash to read the Gemara the way they did. Namely, why does it say or Kavis Nevela, not or is Kavis Chair? Back to that. Right? So that and then it ends. It's our here. I don't know if he says that, you know. That's a problem. So Mordechai lo svir elahanach tirutzim. If you say that, then he sha'er kushis tosus the lemay nokat nevela hak sheir gam kenas mishubas v'chol v'tzarech eiyim. So a bit of a problem. Okay, in other words, the Mordechai has his diuk, but according to the way tosus the Midrash learned the sugya, the diuk doesn't work because there's no bearing on bas v'chol, right? Because it's not a bas v'chol. It's a mamid or the Talmud the way tosus and so on. So now we have a little bit of a problem. The Mordechai can disagree, but then the Mordechai will be stuck with his own kasha, right? So the Mekhi Eger adds at least a tzarchiyah. So I'd like to suggest, a mahalach that would work for the Mordechai to answer this problem, based on other Rishonim, with the following caveat. Now, the Mekhi Eger leaves something tzarchiyah. Now, if someone wants to ask, you're allowed to answer it. Vegas, someone says, sort of, what do you mean? He says, Torah, you have to look into it. You look into it, you figure out an answer. But there's a story, I heard it in the name of the old Safarov, the old Taliban, I don't know if the true story, I don't know the stories, that the person wrote a sefer and he wanted to find, he wanted to answer all of the Gilyon HaShas, the Gilyon HaShas, all the places that Gilyon HaShas, Kiva Eger leaves it. Torah, he has a mahalak to give a teretz. And he wanted to bring his sefer to the Tamarov for Haskama, so he answered all he said except for three. The three Tzarchians that he couldn't come up with. The story is the Tamarov looked at the sefer and he says, Yishkar, he was open to understand three of the Kivaker's kashas. The point is, if the Kivaker leaves something as a Tzarchian, Tzarchian, so I'm putting that caveat in, but it was just a suggestion based on other Rishon. The Chiddush HaRamban, it's quite simple, so I'm for sure aware of it. But anyway, we'll just throw it out. Okay? If you look back in that sugya, I'm going to Zohar a little bit. So I printed here in Source 21, the Chiddush HaRamban. To that sugya, I'm going to Zohar, Lama Neiman Allah, Dilmas Kodom HaShmur. Okay? So he quotes, see the 21, Kasha Leila Ben Yosef Ibn Magash, right? He quotes the same Ibn Magash, Afilu Ksheiran Ami Titsum Ishum Bosu Cholob, and so on. And he said it's the same tarot that we saw that the Ran quotes it as well. Okay, skip down to the fourth line. I'll be shum bas b'cholav lekel meimach b'chol emas. The word timer lav bas b'cholav elahai ba'pekoi lahai ba'pekoi. So he quotes the Rubagash. He gives the same tarot that we saw before. Good. Zeu tuutzo shal harav aleivizal. That's the Rubagash. The harav alav beiz dalav. Okay, now who's that? So just as a side point again to clarify, harav the most likely the reference to the sefer on Eshkol. Sefer Eshkol, Rishonim, he was actually the father-in-law of the Ravid Bala Sokos, the Ravid on the Rambam, named Reish Aleph Beis Dal, Rabbeinu Avraham Ben David. Okay, that's the Ravid. It's Ravid say Ravad, more directed. The Shivas we say Ravid, right? So the Ravid's father-in-law was also sometimes called the Ravid, not because his name is Avraham Ben David. His work was called the Sefer Eshkol. He was known as Rabbeinu Avraham Av Beis Din. Called them in Avram Av Beis Din. It's sometimes you see. Actually, there's a shach. Someone called Shemishra, I forgot, who points out there are actually three different people from the time of Rishonim who are referred to as the Ravid. Sometimes the regular Ravid that we call the Ravid again, the Ravid of the Rambam, the Ravid of Baal Sogas, and then his father-in-law was Sefer Eshkol. There was also Rabbeinu Avram, even Daud, Ben David also, same name, even Daud. That's not the Ravid of Baal Sogas, who's, I think, he traveled and visited communities and he wrote stuff and so on and so forth. So say sometimes there seem to be steerers, the writer. You have to look and make sure you're talking to the same writer before you think it's a steerer. Maybe it's the other writer. Anyway, so but that's the same for Eshkol. So the quotes are different there. It's Arab Avram Arab Abezdin Zal Tirit gave a different territory, which is more like Tosis territory. The Lavas Machal Lochashin, the Philip Vadai Drabonanu, the Tzonin Bitzonin, the Derisa Shorin. Rabbana who did Raja, it's Sveiko Lakula. He says that basically it's the same teretz as Tosis. This Sefer Eshkol, the Ramban quotes, is basically the same teretz as the Rabba Bezin. He says that no matter what happens, you'll never get to an Issa Deraisa, okay, in this case. All right? And even if we're, our whole thing was what? That it's a suffix. We don't know what the Goy did, right? Shema. Maybe the guy mixed this cheese in with, mixed this milk, and he made the cheese in with you know, something in the Vela. It's a maybe. But even if we vada, even if we know for sure, the whole list is only darbon anyway, because it's kavush, it's tzonim mitzonim, right? It's only called no darb mishul. So it's a sreika lekula. Okay, and that's very similar to the teretz of Tosfos. But the Ramban gives another teretz. V'lo b'churli, okay, he doesn't like these teretzim and so on. So he writes, v'li nireh, the keva, very simple, he says, the keva and the or keva shol goyim, nevela he b'vadai. You know what the Gemara says, or keva's nevela? Guess what, says the Ramban. Eilachanami, you're right. You're right. It could have been or keva's kshera too. Don't get excited why the Gemara Dafka said or keva's nevela. You know why? What are we talking about here? A goy. So Mistaba, what does the goy have? He doesn't have slaughtered kosher meat. Why don't you pay more money? Right? So in other words, you had that. Maybe it's his, says Ramban. Right? He says, Heaven, or Kevin Garden, the Baila, he did not die. Kid the Isa, this permission the Baila. Okay? In other words, basically Ramban's taina is that in a Hanami, the din would be true about it's Milsa Kid the Isa, so to speak. The Gemara talks about the likelihood. They talk about what a goy did. So what are we afraid? The guy made the cheese by mixing it with the rennet and putting it in the stomach lining of what? Of what he had around the house. What does he have around the house? He has a treif animal. He has a nevela. But in a chanami, the din would be the same by a ksheira as well. Okay? Why would he have a shkuta? Right? So, in fact, therefore, the taka is an Indian of Basa B'chalo. Not just of the nevela, but of as well. Especially we hold this chal isser. Again, we'll have to come back to that point. But what Ramban is saying, the reason it mentioned or kevas nevela specifically is because, again, and remember, the sugyan avodah zara is talking about, you know, a sugyan avodah zara. It's talking about avodah zara issue. Okay, avodah zara has a chumrah that's also mimashu. Right, avodah zara and any type, any avodah zara. So that's why they mentioned or kevas nevela. They're going to mix in basa b'chol. Basa b'chol requires transfer of flavor, like we saw in the Mishnah Chulin. The Mishnah Chulin again. Point out the Mishnah Chulin Kufta Zion, which is talking about the Masechus Chulin topics, okay, talks about the transference of flavor. Right? It is talking about Mami. I read it again. Amami, the very last line of Kufta Zion Al, going over to Kufta Zion Bay. Amami, Borshal, Kebek Shera, Kimyesh, Bamanos, and Tam, Hari is also. Right? That's a Sugya. And Mesinas Tam, that's a Bosu Chol Sugya. The Sugya of Odozora wasn't worried about Mesinas Tam because by Odozora, that's not the issue. There's no Mesinas Tam. But Lemaisa, it could have been an Orkemus Ksher also. That's what Ramban says. Okay? So there is an Indian of Basa B'chol here. And if we would say, you know, the reason why it doesn't say, you know, a matter of Tom, because when I'm sorry, they were talking about something where Tom doesn't play a role. But the bottom line is, there is an Indian of Basa B'chol. And therefore, that will answer the Kasha of Akiva Adrian, it seems to me pretty simply, that he raised against the Mordechai. Right? In other words, because he says, how can a Mordechai be Medayeg? Neither according to Tosa nor according to Megash. Does that have anything to do with Basa B'chol? Yeah, but according to Ramban it does. It could be the Mordechai holds that Ramban. And it's not just Ramban. If you take a look in the next to the source, 22, the Chiddush Ritva there also. They also in the Vodazor Laman Hey, you don't ask with Nesha Mamidin. The Basa says the same thing. He brings up the Kasha of the Megash, and others, you know, raise the same Kasha. Why didn't say Orkan in the middle? It's with Orkan's chair also. And he mentions the Ravid. Okay, Ravid Zaltiritz, but probably he's talking about, you know, the other, Rabbi Bezal, the Ramban is, okay? And he also says, O Yesh Omar, the Eno Chanami. Eno Chanami, yes, it could be or Kenneth Cherito, and the Kushta, the Milson Nakat, the most likely case that we're talking about a Goy, Mistama, the Stam or Kenneth shall have, Nevela. What Kenneth does a Goy have lying around the house? A non kosher animal, and so on. So that's it. So anyway, it did seem, you know, a little simple, did a little research, the answer of Akiva Eger Lidl and Sarachian. But I was very gratified afterwards, probably should look first, okay, to see that the Bir HaGro, okay, the Bir HaGro, now, this is not from the Gro himself, okay, at this point. You look at the Bir HaGro and see Kotten Gimel. After the Gro says what he says, it's in parentheses. I don't know who put this in because it says Ayin b'chedusha b'kiva b'kiva. Before b'kiva Eger, so the Gro didn't write this. I don't know who was magia this here, but it's printed. Is it, your edition is also like that? Does it say who put it in? Does that appear in the Bir HaGro? Does it appear in the Bir HaGro parenthesis at the end though?
Yes.
It does. Okay. But it says Ayin b'chedusha b'kiva Eger. Now Mordechai Tzvi Lekamar. So what did he say? Yesh Lomar The Mordechai Svirle Kemosha Kosar Ramban Barifah Bavodazaris. I was very happy to see that. And the answer is the Mordechai will hold like the Ramban Barifah. That's exactly what we said. But what is the Kushmilson up at the Stamor Kemishan, the Bailey? That's it. So, anyway, so you have, I don't know who wrote that. Yeah.
How do you deal with, like,
Kosher's
point that if it was really about Bosom Kalam, you're a bun, and then for something they're going to do?
No, because they'll argue there would be no.
Isn't there a binding for that?
Right. I forgot about it. 1 second. What did he say? Right, the part of the bond I just skipped over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just a second. Did I print it or did it not? Yeah. Not here. And also related to this, which we didn't get to yet. Well, let me just finish. I'll come back. Okay. Anyway, so that's my thought. I also found one other thing that's worth noting. Okay. Sort of like another way of defending, so to speak, or counting sayeli, so to speak, for the. But I don't know if someone. I don't have to ask the people. Academics, right? who put that parenthesis into that beer I grew up, but at least it works for us, helps us. Okay, the last thing I want to mention on this, which I have here, the source, the Tosus Rid, here probably not an issue. The Tosus Rid, on that Sugan of Odozara, Eric Tosus 24, Adur Tunyana, of Odozara, Diras Nation Mamidin, Tosus Rid also says openly, without all the lumpers, look at the first line, Nation Mamidin, also okay, do it. Period. Who are they? Bar Kavis Ksher. By the way, don't believe this. Same thing, Bar Kavis Ksher. It says right off the bat. Okay, Tosus Rid. Who are they? Bar Kavis Ksher. Not Bar Kavavosa, and so on. So he says right away, it's the same thing. Okay, and the fact that it says Nevela is because of Mistama Goy has owned Nevela. And, it's the same thing we said before. But it will apply to Ksher also. And then he goes on to say, So how come it's only osu ba'anos? He says, Mamish, I don't have time to read. I want to say one thing. When you read the rest of the Tosus Rid basically comes out saying the same thing like the Mordechai. So how come it's only osu ba'anos? The answer is because when Bosu b'cholov is osu only on the Rabbanon level, there is no osu ba'anos. See, Mamish says like the Mordechai. And Mamish says like the Mordechai. Tanda Mesaele, it's cold, there's no bishul, there's no derech bishul osu Torah. So the whole thing is only osu ba'anos. And they made a gzera. If there has a flavor, but that's only asur b'chila, not asur b'hanos. So again, that's an assistant, another shot. Now, the truth of the matter is, it's a little bit difficult, maybe, but anyway, that's how we pass, and that's why the Rambam says that this is Rambam, there is no isra. Okay. I'd just like to end, if I can, since the last time we'll be together before the Yom, just to share one quick thought related to Rosh Hashanah. It's not much in a couple minutes. Rosh Hashanah is called Rosh Hashanah, right? We don't find that expression actually in the Chumash. The Chumash refers to Yom Teruah, okay? Shabbos and Zichron Teruah, the only two places in the Chumash where Rosh Hashanah is mentioned. In Parshas Emor, which is Shabbos and Zichron Teruah, and Parshas Pinchas, which is the Mafir, both days, Yom Teruah. The term Rosh Hashanah actually appears in Novi. Okay, but it's not referring to Rosh Hashanah, it's referring to Kippur. It's referring to the beginning of the year. Okay, Pasuk in Chesed. It says Basir Lachodesh Barosh Hashanah. Right, at the beginning of the year. But okay, we refer to it as Rosh Hashanah in our local talk, and the davening, Rosh Hashanah, Kasevon, and so on. I just want to look for a moment at the two words, Rosh and Hashanah. Okay? Rosh means the beginning, the past, the beginning of the year. The Rosh also means the head. And I think there is evidence to document that Rosh Hashanah, so to speak, is the yantiv, the beginning of the Aseres Yeshuva, the yantiv of the Tshuva process, where the critical role is what's in the Rosh. There are no actions on Rosh Hashanah that at least outwardly demonstrate anything to do with the Tshuva process. Offhand. Right? Rosh Hashanah is the din of yantiv. Discussion in the Shakasari, how does it, it's a simcha Rosh Hashanah.
There is a mitzvah simcha on Rosh Hashanah, and we observe it as a yantav, a sudas yantav, and everything else. And while people get emotional on Rosh Hashanah, I remember hearing once from Aaron Soloveitchik on Rosh Hashanah, that the tziv, he said, was a big bal bechi. The tziv cried very easily. In fact, he said, you know, on yantav, when it came to the psuk, the phrase in the davening, b'nei v'eschok kivatchila, which those who are chazonim, at least Ashkenazim, chazonim, so the nusav is b'nei v'eschok kivatchila, v'malim v'glashva, al v'chona, v'ani tzatzulim. So to say, that's reminiscent of the Tisha B'Av we sing El Etzion, the end of the Kinnat, El Etzion, and the tziv used to cry when he died for Yom, when he came to b'nei v'eschok kivatchila, very emotional. But he didn't cry on Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah, the pasuk says, in effort not to cry Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah, the Pasuk in Novi, says, Ichlu Mashmanim, is the day to go eat good food and drink sweet drinks and so on. Chedras Hashem is the day of rejoicing in Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara in Beitza, those who study Beitza, get to the beginning of the second parak, quotes this Pasuk. And the day of rejoicing, I don't know why Yontif is also a day of rejoicing, but anyway, the Tziv Tapia tried to avoid crying as much on Rosh Hashanah. And in fact, there are some people at the Minig. We say Avinu Malkeinu on Yontif, on Rosh Hashanah, we say Avinu Malkeinu. Most of us start, we say Avinu Malkeinu Chatanu Lufanecha. Some have the minhag that in Rosh Hashanah did not say Chatanu Lufanecha. That's the first Avinu Malkeinu. Avinu Malkeinu is Chatanu Lufanecha. Some didn't say it in Rosh Hashanah. No bigud. There's no slichas on Rosh Hashanah. So where is the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah? So I think you can make the case that the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah is the Rosh. It's in the head. The hirhurim. Thinking. Contemplating. Okay, then I start to make tshuva, then we figure out what I'm going to do. And in Kippur, we do the actions of you know, the vidu and everything else. Rosh Hashanah is a time for contemplation. It's a time for thinking. Big questions, smaller questions. Kish Ofer is ma'orer, the leiv, we're supposed to be feeling. Right, it's inner. It's in the mind. It's in the head. Rosh Hashanah. Right, Rosh Hashanah is a day where the emphasis on, yeah, we have been hungry with eating simonim and this, all beautiful. And the davening, at least again on the Ashkenazim, I'm told, correct me if I'm wrong, that on the Sfardim, Rosh Hashanah is not that much longer davening than regular Yontif. Right? They don't have as many piyutim and so on that we have. And there are many, many reasons for that. And I'm not taking away, many of the piyutim are beautiful, okay? Many of them are hard to understand. Many of the piyutim are very beautiful, and the answer to the day, there's no doubt. But Rosh Hashanah is a day, it is a Yom HaDin. In a certain sense, it's more Yom HaDin than Kippur. Yom Kippur is Rachamim, we'll have to talk about that some other time. But I think that one emphasis of Rosh Hashanah is the Rosh. To be Mahara Pachu, to begin to thinking. Use thinking. Even the idea of eating simonim. Whatever you've been hugging on. You know, the apple and the honey and all the other simonim. In my house, we have a lot of simonim. My wife fixes what she calls it, you know, the Chinese way, they call poopoo platter, you know. So she makes a platter of all the different simonim. It's a nice thing to test what is brachos, what comes first. But anyway, it's also thinking about what's going to be. What's going to be this year? Think about different things. Shana Kabbalah Sukkah. And she, you know, she crosses her son Eino, she stopped by Eino, all the different heroes. So, in other words, what's the idea of Rosh Hashanah? The idea of Rosh Hashanah is to emphasize the Rosh. The necessity to think, necessity to contemplate. And serious people think serious thoughts. And Rosh Hashanah is a day for serious thoughts. That's the Rosh. Hashanah, so it's interesting, the Hey is the Hey idea. The beginning of the year, Rosh Hashanah. Definite article, hey idea, ha, in English, the, can mean a simple definite article, right? The chair, the table, the book, the room. But it can also be sometimes with a capital of the, right? This is, I'm going to take a big example. This is the test. I'm going to take an exam for graduate school. This is the Bechina, right? The capital of the, ha, hey idea, this is the, right? It's more than just, you know, the sense of just identifying different articles like a capital. This is the place to be, the place to go. Right? We have the expression that was also. So Rosh Hashanah can mean perhaps that an attitude should be, this is going to be the year. Hashanah, not just a stammy year. This is the year. This is the commitment I'm making myself. It's going to be the year that everything falls into place. Everything I need to do, I'm going to get it done. But the old year is Tichla Hashanah Kilosel. Like you always said, then we go with the old year and all its, you know, problems should go away. This is going to be the year. Speaking of high school, you know, sometimes high school boys come in, they goofed around last year, whatever it was. They come in sometimes, the beginning of the new,
whatever I did, this year I'm really going to make it good. I'll make it good. Whatever I did in the past, this is going to be the year. Right? And that should be the attitude we come in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah. It's going to be the year. Unfortunately, it doesn't always turn out that way. Come in with a tremendous amount of optimism, a tremendous amount of focus that this is going to be the year. It's going to be different this year. We're more careful in davening this man, more careful in learning, more careful in chesed, more careful in stuff. But whatever it is, whatever commitments we make personally, this is going to be the year. It's going to be different this year. I'm not going to be saying my various, I won't waste time and battle with the internet, whatever it is that takes away from my Yerushalayim and so on. This is going to be the year. It's interesting, I quoted before the Sapa Rav, I heard another important things to say, we all talk about. I heard this also in his name. You know, there's a pasuk in Parshas Ekev. Not even talking about Eretz Yisrael. The pasuk says, Eretz, it describes the beauty of Eretz Yisrael, and it says, Tomid Eine Hashem Lekecha Bo, who's a Balakir, remember, Mereshis Hashana Barach Rishon. Remember that pasuk? All right, towards the Shishi, somewhere at the end of the segment. It says, Eretz Yisrael is a land which HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over, Tomid Eine Hashem Lekecha Bo, Mereshis Hashana, from the beginning of the year, but then it says, Vad Achris Shana. I would have expected to say, Vad Achris Hashana. That's a good parallel. Mereshis Hashana, Vad Achris Hashana. It doesn't. It says, Mereshis Hashana, Vad Achris Shana. He said, because that reflects people's attitudes. Mereshis, in the beginning, Hashana, Mereshis Hashana, it's going to be the year. But by the time the year comes to an end, it wasn't the year, it was just another year. It wasn't the Hashanah. Turns out, we look back, maybe it wasn't Hashanah. Unfortunately, a lot of times. But that's what happens. When he added, those adopted in the Pesach Sfar, know that in the Kedusha of Musaf, Shabbos Yontif, Kesef, so it says, Hu Yoshienu, Hu Yashmenu, Rachel Shanis, which we actually have to say also. Then it says, Hu Yoshienu, Vigalenu Shanis, Lena Kochai, Lemor, Hein goalti eschem, apres courageous. That's how it looks. That's how it looks. Hein goalti eschem, apres courageous. It says this in the old title. When will we be zochet the hein goalti? When it's achris courageous. When the end of the year is courageous, is like at the beginning of the year. The taka, we can look back at the end of the year and say, this taka was Hashanah. Not like it says in the pasuk, Rachis Hashanah ad achris shana. But when it's hein goalti eschem when? Achris is courageous. When the end of the year turns out that all the optimism and all the commitments in the beginning of the year, taka came true, a taka fulfilled, that's hein goalti eschem. It will merit the gula, that taka is a form of gula. Hein goalti eschem, achris is courageous. So I wish all of us at Brocha, myself included, and all of us here, and everybody, that this year taka should be Hashana, okay, and a year from now, we look back in the past year, we'll talk to be Achris Kereshis. We look back at the year, we grew in learning, we grew in Shemes HaMitzvah, we grew in Yerushalayim, we had personal Hatzlach in our personal lives, whatever it is that we're looking for, and talk to we look back, Achris Kereshis, at the end of the year, we'll have that, talk to this was the year, came year, and so on. Whichever it is, see what's in the Torah, good year.